This is Miss George. I am reading The Adventures of a South Pole Pig, Chapter 7. It was no use. Flora was plopped back in her pen where everyone was huddled together in a corner. Her brothers jumped up and ran over to her, all asking at the same time where she'd been. Flora sprawled in the dirt. Children, calm down. Mother stepped into the crowd and nosed Flora in the leg, sniffing her gently. Flora's been in the cornfield, she announced. She sniffed again. And she's had a run-in with dogs. Flora, honey, are you all right? Did they hurt you? What made you run out into the wild world? Flora took a deep breath and unsteadily got to her hooves. She watched the man with the beard walk back to their pen with a hammer in hand.
I just wanted a look around.
Flora wasn't sure if Mother would change from being worried to angry. I leaned against a board and it broke, so I decided to take a walk. There was a cracking sound. Everyone looked over to see the man toss the broken board into the junk heap. Children, stay away from the opening, Mother shooed her family into the corner. Remember, there's nothing but danger and trouble out there. The man dragged a new board over and began nailing it in place. Did the dogs attack you in the cornfield? Alfred asked.
They're not attacking dogs, said Flora, and they don't go into the cornfield. They're pooling dogs.
She looked around at the staring eyes. This must be how Luna felt when Flora was looking at her. For the first time in her life, she was the one who had a story to tell. It happened like this. No one interrupted, and Flora told the truth, except for the part where she fell behind. In her story, Flora ran flank to flank with the pooling dogs, her hooves pounding the road as she matched her running companion step for galloping step.
That sounds even better than in digging up a nail, Alfred said.
You are the bravest pig ever.
A pig needs to be careful, not brave, Alfred, said Mother. There won't be any more digging up nails, and let's just see how well the farmer fixed the fence. She walked over to the new board and pushed against it with her whole body. Then she turned and faced her children. It's sufficient, so there won't be any more narrow escapes from packs of running dogs either. I'm sure Flora understands how close she came to disaster. She won't be so foolish and reckless next time.
Next time, thought Flora, I can't wait.
Flora was excited to tell Luna about her adventure, and her chance came at nap time the following day.
I got out and went for a run in the wild outside, she said when Luna jumped up on her post.
That's what I heard, Luna wrapped her tail around her feet. And just how wild was it out there?
Getting out was amazing, she said. Actually, I spent most of my time in the cornfield, which is an excellent place for hiding. But the best part was running with the dogs.
The tip of Luna's tail twitched. Were they barking and slobbering and striking their tongues out all over their faces? Flora sat down. She remembered now that Luna didn't have nice things to say about dogs. She was right about the tongues and the barking, but Flora also remembered the way their strong legs never gave up in the blue eyes of the lead dog. She wanted to run with them again.
Why didn't you like dogs? She asked.
Luna yawned. Dogs think cats are useless, which is a lie. They also think cats are lazy, which is true. Cats can't wait to sleep, and dogs can't wait to do stuff. They try too hard. The people who live in the house say that in a couple of months, someone will come along and pay a lot of money for the dogs to take them up to the North Pole, which is where it's snowy and freezing cold, or down to the South Pole, where it is even colder and truly wild. Meanwhile, I will be spending my days choosing warm places to curl up. Flora had so many questions, she didn't know where to start.
What is money? Where is the South Pole? And why do people want to go where it's cold?
She stared into Luna's eyes without blinking so the cat would know she was listening and waiting. Luna started to give herself a bath,
but one look at Flora seemed to change her mind. I can see we won't be talking about anything else until you learn all you can about this North and South Pole business, so I might as well tell you. Flora did a little dance with her front feet. Then she forced herself to be still and quiet, not permitting even one ear twitch or snout tremble. No food can grow in the poles, she started Luna. No corn, no vegetables, no nothing. But it doesn't matter because humans, well, some humans, like being where life is difficult and wild. Luna let out a disgusted sniff. These humans love to go to the poles to be truly miserable so they can come home and tell stories, and the dogs love to go so they can pull a sled every day. These polar sleds carry heavy loads that don't feel heavy once they get moving because they slide along their runners that are slick and fast. Everyone works hard and works as a team. The ones that don't die, that's what people say anyway, when they're sitting around the fire at night talking, which is an excellent time for getting good ear rubs. Flora made herself stay silent as Luna talked and talked until the pig family woke up and started nosing around and asking Flora to teach them a new game. A pooling game, said Alfred. See you next time. Luna slipped off her post to the other side of the fence. Flora stuck her eye up to the crack between the boards so she could see her friend. When you come back, will you tell me more stories about the poles? And do you think I'll ever have another adventure? You just keep up your spirit. Trouble comes to us all. Adventure comes to those who choose it, but turns it into trouble quick if you don't know how to land on your feet. That night, Flora dreamed about the freezing cold poles. In her dream, she lived in a house of snow. She shared stories with her team, and she pulled a sled. In the middle of the night, she woke up and walked to the top of the manure pile to see what had awakened her. A great yellow circle above the cornfield had slipped out from behind some clouds. The moon. It was the first moon Flora had ever seen. Her heart filled with the beauty of it, and she made a promise to herself. I will be prepared. And I won't live forever inside this pen.